Let's talk next about an addiction. It's an addiction to a game you play on your computer or smartphone.
People who play Candy Crush or Angry Birds can find it hard to stop, and that is by design.
Game makers use behavioral scientists to figure out how to keep us playing and how to keep us spending. Here's Stacey Vanek Smith from NPR's Planet Money team.
It's not a natural human instinct to fling birds at pigs or move jelly beans around a little screen. No, game designers have to create that urge.
Games are full of things that try and compel us to action.
Nir Eyal used to be a game consultant, and he's tried every trick.
From the way the games are designed to help us start playing the game, to the way they keep us coming back to the game, to how they involve our friends in the game, all of these things have underpinnings in consumer psychology.
Eyal wrote a book called Hooked, How to Build Habit-Forming Products. He says you can make almost anything addictive. So I tried to think of the dullest thing possible. My breakfast, toast.
Toast.
Toast, yeah.
Okay.
Could a video game based on dry bread really keep people playing? I called up a bunch of consultants and game designers about this. People like Roger Dickey. He created Mafia Wars, one of the most successful video games of all time. He said, if you really want to do toast, you need something that will grab people immediately.
If the toast looks cute and there's a kind of fun mechanic, maybe something twitchy where you have to tap the toast at just the right time for it to come out of the toaster or whatever, I could see something like that working.
But goofy sounds and fast-moving butter knives will only get you so far. To keep people playing, you need to provide lots and lots of little challenges. The more challenges, the better. I ran my game by consultant Ramin Shokrazad. The basic challenge, I was thinking, could be like to make the toast but not to burn it, to get it perfectly toasted.
Well, sure, but let's spice it up by saying we have a range of different cooking devices. We have a range of different bread sizes.
Okay.
We might have time pressure added. We might have a number of people who are demanding toast, and they all want it cooked a different way.
And maybe different stuff on it, too. Butter, jam, Nutella.
Exactly. So now we might have three different, totally different orders going on simultaneously. We have time pressure, and we have to try to juggle this.
And, of course, the better you do, the more you move up in levels, from short order cook to Toastmaster General. Shokrazad works at wargaming.net. His official title is game economist, but he throws around a lot of biology terms. Those little challenges, he says they stimulate dopamine in your brain. That time pressure stimulates adrenaline. So far, my fantasy toast game seems pretty exciting. You could waste hours slicing and buttering, but there's one piece missing. How does someone make money off of a toast game? All the consultants I talked to said it's pretty easy. Just wait until a player is in a groove, overcoming challenges, and then put a big, fat barrier in front of them. Run out of time, run out of lives, run out of delicious strawberry jam.
And you need a little bit more. Well, you'll pay to get it. Once we break through that initial barrier, you know, once you're the kind of person who's willing to buy an item in a game, which isn't everybody, then you'll do it again.
In the business, this is called fun pain. You love the butter, we take away the butter, you'll pay to get it back. Roger Dickey says a smart game will give people choices. They can pay with money, or they can pay by inviting their friends. Facebook, Twitter. And if your friends are playing a game, that means you'll play it even longer. So, now that all of the addictive elements are in place for the toast game, will I hear this coming out of every smartphone? My expert said, probably not. Lots of game designers have studied human behavior, but very few games are big hits.
It's like fashion. It's like producing a blockbuster movie title.
Sometimes you're Angry Birds. Most of the time, you're toast. Stacey Vanek Smith, NPR News.